Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins.
Let's chop it up.
Hello, Chop Squad. Our guest today knows as an entrepreneur, you have enough on your plate. Managing accounting and finance shouldn't be an added burden. They bring a tailored mix of people, process, and technology to help you optimize performance and maximize growth. This is all from Jeff Ruttner. He's our guest today. Jeff, welcome to the Business Shop.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Glad to have you.
Knock out your competition with Altogether Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit altogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Now, Jeff is an accounting and finance expert, as you know by now. He has a passion for helping companies understand their own financial strategy. After graduating from the University of Florida, he launched his career in audit at a Big Four accounting firm, where he developed key skills and knowledge to identify areas of improvement, build forecast models, and support M&A transactions. He then moved on to become the CFO of a rapidly growing startup, where he was able to bring his expertise and insight into building internal financial structure processes and supporting a nationwide rollout. I want to learn more about that what happened there and their success, Jeff.
Awesome.
Yeah. Jeff has dedicated himself to sharing his finance knowledge with the market through Procere, where he is the chief operating officer and co-founder. Procere, an expert accounting, finance, and tax solution consultancy, offers customized solutions and business to businesses of any size. An engaging consultant, Jeff inspires his clients to make informed decisions that strategically boost their bottom line. Jeff, again, welcome, and let's get started.
I appreciate that. Great to be here. And if we can start things off, I'd love for you to just tell my kids that great introduction, so that way they.
Hey, kids!
There we go. You know who your dad is. It sounds much better when you read it than when I say it. So I appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. Yeah. So then, this is kind of like the, the ugly part or the pet peeve to our business. We just want to create our widgets and products and services. We don't want to be dealing with all of this math and. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're talking about forecast models and all that. So let's get rid of that big elephant in the room and just go for it freestyle.
Sure, of course. Where my passion is helping business owners understand their business on a deeper level. So I got into the business of advising companies. I'm a CPA, but I think a lot of CPAs work on the compliance side, where my passion is providing entrepreneurs the ability to forecast the future and hold themselves accountable. And my passion is working with entrepreneurs to understand their business on a really granular level, so that way they can make data-driven decisions. And I think that with the technology tools that are available now, we're at the best time in history to understand our business and make the best decisions to help our companies grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And with you saying that, helping the tools to help us make, better decisions, when you think about it, for corporations, that's the part that we miss or that we lack or don't have as entrepreneurs, with a one or two person small team, even five, because most of us are focused on the service side or the creative side of our operations. So to be able to think a little bit further so that we can grow our business, so we can be a big business one day and set ourselves up, for resale or sale, if that would be the goal.
Right. That's right. And for us, we focus on helping our clients work on the business and take the time to step away from working in the business. It's so easy for entrepreneurs to spend a lot of their time and days being the product. If they're a marketing agency, meeting with clients takes a lot of time, placing ads, designing ads. Those are all things that create the value of the company, but you still need to take the time to step back and think about, how am I doing? How am I approaching getting more clients? How am I working on my marketing for my business? How do I work with my employees? How do I hold my employees accountable to the goals that I've set for them? So what we do is we force that that space to be created to make them think about their business and not just the clients. So easy to work on and focus on your customers, serving customers every day. And you know, it's working with the right advisors that you can think about how you're going to grow your business strategically.
Absolutely. So let's talk about or explain, because we have the differences. We look at, okay, how much money are we going to make on this particular contract? And so is that, and I'm just being facetious here, you know, is that how much money we're actually making? You know, the revenues, there's our, you know, the cost of goes into that, you know, what are our profits, our gross profits, net profits? Mm-hmm. How does that actually come into play so we can forecast?
Right. That's a really important exercise. And so the first thing that we do is we encourage really good accounting. We typically become the accounting department for our clients. We're outsourced accountants, and we meet with them monthly to explain how that prior month went. How much revenue did you earn? Whether that's, depending on the business, whether that's just cash that came in the door, or if it's a contract that lasts multiple months, we're recognizing the revenue regular throughout the contract. Then we have to figure out what costs are associated with supporting that contract. If you're a t-shirt manufacturer, then you're selling t-shirts with designs on them, then your cost of goods sold would be the cost of the t-shirt, maybe the dyes and the ink that go through producing the t-shirts. And so that gives us our gross profit margin. If you're a professional services company, then there'd be the people, the other team members that work in your company that are required to support your clients. So looking at your revenue minus cost of goods sold equals your gross profit margin. That tells you how much is available to fund the rest of your business operations before you get to your profitability. It tells you how much money you can invest in other back office team members, invest in sales and marketing, invest in bring on other advisors to run your business before you take profit. And so really understanding each of those metrics and the trends in those metrics gives the entrepreneur a base level understanding of their business. So that way we can start to make some assumptions about how we're going to grow, and we can do some scenario planning of what if this happens, what if that happens, and then it's goal setting as well. So it really starts with really high quality accounting to understand your business, so that way you can begin that projection process.
Okay. Now, at this time of year, what should we be really thinking about last quarter?
Sure. That's a great question. It's a really important time of year for many, for many reasons. A lot of our clients are working on budgeting and forecasting for next year. Additionally, it's an important time to look at your tax strategy, because you have a few months left to actually take action to impact your taxes. So working with your tax team to look at how the business is doing, how your personal situation is doing from a tax perspective, and maybe make some decisions and take some actions over the last few months of the year to impact your taxes in a positive way. So a couple of ways, things to think about are you thinking about buying a big asset? Are you looking at making an investment for your business? Well, maybe you want to do that in 2023 versus waiting till January 2024 to be able to take advantage of bonus depreciation. If you typically bonus your team for good performance, well, you want to bring expenses into this year to reduce your net income versus deferring those. Additionally, if you have some revenue that some sales that you're working on, maybe deferring those into the beginning part of next year if you don't need the cash. So from a tax planning perspective, there's some things that you can do right now that could potentially have a material impact on your bottom line. in an efficient way, while staying within within the tax tax rules. Additionally, this time of year is really important for budgeting and forecasting and planning. You have a good sense of how this year has been, and hopefully have some visibility into how quarter one might be forming up, and also goals that you have for next year. So things that worked this year, things that didn't, and starting applying those metrics to next year, so that way you can get an expectation of how next year is going to go and what you want to do that might be different than this year. Do you want to hire? Are you planning on hiring more team members? Are you planning on investing in marketing? Do you have some more campaigns that are coming up? Are you going to roll out a new service or product line? Now's the time to put that pen to paper, make some assumptions on how that's going to go, so that way you get to determine if it's a good plan for next year, or maybe you should wait and shore up the financial house first.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot there.
It is a lot.
Everything going on.
That's right.
Yep. So when we're forecasting, should we be a more conservative? Should we be, dream big and I'm going to make $100 million. I'm going to make $100,000 on this particular project. What is the thought process that we should actually have when we're looking at, where we're ending up? We're not quite over yet, but we can almost, guess where we're going to be. So what is that process that we should really be following?
For us, we always stress being realistic. Mm-hmm. We don't ever want to encourage our clients to overstretch on their goals and underperform. It's a much better position to be realistic, so that way everyone is aligned on the goals that they think are optimistically achievable. So we don't want to just give our team, and we don't want to think our team is, we don't want to sandbag our goals, but we want to project some moderate growth that's realistic. If we have some new potential clients that we're already holding conversations with, maybe assign some probability to each of those that we think you're going to hit and include that in the projection. What we don't want to do is we don't want to just put in, if we're a $2 million recurring business, we don't want to think that we're going to be $100 million mm-hmm. next year, because starting off behind budget is never a good experience. And it typically causes entrepreneurs to just forget about the budget entirely and not hold anybody accountable. So we believe in setting realistic expectations that are optimistic but achievable, and getting our whole team aligned on them, so that way we can hold ourselves accountable as well as our team.
Good answer. In our planning, and we're looking forward, give us what kind of, let me just back up for a minute. Sure. What can you give us a success story of, not necessarily a rags to riches, but you saw a client that maybe that had come to the firm and they were really struggling with, where to go from here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we had a client that was a few partners that they came together and they were running their business. There's a professional services company, so they were also the product. They're running their business just working with clients, and they shared some back office costs, but they didn't have good visibility into how they were performing. And so what we did is we scoped their entire business from start to finish. How do they earn money? This company billed hours. How do they actually generate the invoices? What was the timeliness of those invoices? How did they collect? So we started with accounting as the foundation, learning about that business and designing a process for them where they could send out invoices as early as possible in the month, because they had all the information in the accounting system to be able to do that. Additionally, giving them the information to follow up with clients on a regular basis, because they had visibility into what receivables they had outstanding. Mm-hmm. Additionally, by performing regular accounting and holding regular meetings with the team, we showed them where their money was going. So that way they had visibility into, hey, maybe they didn't need three different subscriptions of business level Zoom. They only needed one because there was only one partner that was actually using it. They didn't need the sales and marketing software anymore because they actually had a really good referral base. So having that visibility into their numbers and where their money was going instantly increased profit. Additionally, we work with them to build a budget for each year and set expectations on who is going to be responsible for which aspects of the revenue generation. Each partner was held accountable to their revenue goals. And so that way, when we held conversations on a monthly basis, they said you were supposed to be at $100,000 in revenue this month. Well, partner A was supposed to be responsible for $50,000, and then partner B, $25,000, partner C, $25,000. How did we perform against that? By having our accounting system set up, having our budget locked in, we can compare how we performed, hold our team accountable, and really motivate the team to hit those goals. So that way they took their business from a $2 million business to a $4 million business after 2 years with these metrics.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. Now, yeah. Have you had a similar experience with, say, a solopreneur? So they're just getting started and not just getting started, but perhaps they're been going for a year or more already. And so because you'll need something to, you know, to look backwards to help them go forward. What kind of scenario or anecdote have you experienced there?
Absolutely. For solopreneurs, there's a lot of opportunity to impact how they work. So many solopreneurs we encounter are wearing a ton of hats at the same time, and it's hard for them to compartmentalize which part of the brain they're thinking about. Are they the product at this point?
Right.
Are they working with clients? Are they the salesperson? Are they the accounting person? Are they the marketing person? And so by bringing on our firm or bringing on an outside advisor, an accountant who can help you create that space, we're able to actually flip their brains a little bit and force that time from them compartmentalizing to actually force them mm-hmm. to focus on the business.
Okay.
So giving them their numbers, how they're performing, and also build out processes for them to take back their weekends. So many solopreneurs work doing their books on the weekends because they spend the whole week working with clients and working in their business. They do their catch up and administration on the weekends. Well, by bringing on an advisor, you're able to get that time back, get time with your family, or get time back to focus on growing your business. Additionally, we work with solopreneurs to advise them on how to formulate their business, what kind of corporate structure they should have. Should they be an LLC? Should they be an S corp? What kind of business they should have? What kind of tax strategy they should apply? And also, as they start to grow, who their first hire should maybe be? Should they hire a full-time employee? Should they hire a contractor? Do they need to hire a salesperson? Or should they hire someone that they can delegate some of the responsibilities to? It really starts with understanding your numbers mm-hmm. and having that right advisor so that way you can make those decisions to help you grow.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. So how should we or, you know, that solopreneur show up for that first meeting with you?
I think with an open mind.
Okay.
The first step, the hardest step for solopreneurs and really not just solopreneurs, all business owners, is to realize that there's an opportunity in knowing your numbers. Mm. So many business owners that we encounter are scared to know their numbers because they're not sure what it's going to tell them. They might think that it's going to tell them that they're a bad business owner or bad entrepreneur. Well, everybody can be a good entrepreneur if they understand their business. And the first step is always knowing your numbers in our perspective. So many people are scared by taking that first step and reaching out to an advisor. You're way ahead of all the people that don't.
I think there's a lot of fear or shame kind of wrapped up in there. So sometimes businesses, we're going to go on and on, you know, year after year, there's a, you know, we're filing our taxes. So if we're filing a loss, at what point do we throw in the towel or maybe, you know, we need some restructuring? Is there a scenario or an opportunity that you had to rescue a business?
Absolutely. So again, I'm going to preach, know your numbers, know what is working and what is not. Mm-hmm. For the businesses that have variable costs. So we're talking about going back to that t-shirt example. If you're selling t-shirts for $10, but the materials and everything cost you $14, well, that's not a product that you should be selling. Okay. You either need to raise your prices in order to cover those immediate, those direct costs, those variable costs. Or if you can't, if the market won't support a higher price, then that's just a product you shouldn't be selling, and you should find another avenue or find another product you should work with. For the solopreneurs, typically a lot of them are service based businesses, and a lot of the loss can come from two places. One, it's not doing enough on the revenue generation side, so not spending enough time working on your business, getting your name out there, sending out proposals, understanding where the market is in terms of pricing. And the secondly is not charging enough for your time or for your product. So many people, when they start their business, are so excited to just get that first sale.
Right.
They don't price their services or their products effectively. And it starts in cycle that is really hard to get out of, because you have clients that keep coming back to you because your prices are low and you're over servicing them, and you're not generating enough total income. So that's really a really good place to start. It's really hard to disappoint clients you've been working with for a long time by telling them their prices are going to increase, but you won't know that until you do an analysis.
Right. And that's important right there, pricing, because we do sometimes get afraid, well, they pay this price. And I think we technically know the value of the product or service that we're offering, but we're afraid to put that price on it. And that is, you hit the nail on the head right there with our pricing and being comfortable with that. And if we do lose a couple of clients because of that, then, like you said, you know, in our promotions and things, we will attract the client who can't afford that product or service.
That's right. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the 80-20 rule. In so many businesses, 80% of the profit comes from 20% of the clients. And a lot of businesses would benefit from reducing their clients down to the 20% that really drive the business to create that space and that time to grow and find more clients that fit that 20% profile. So many entrepreneurs just get buried in doing work that's not profitable. And the best way to do it is to stop doing that and create the time so that way you can find the right clients. Ideal clients and ideal customer profile and identification is a massive part of growing a business and value and increasing value, happiness, being happy in your business, and profitability.
Jeff, you've given us a lot of good nuggets today. I really appreciate that. So if we wanted to go a little further and explore the opportunities that are available to us, just to get started, to have that initial conversation, is that something that we can do with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be great to connect. I'm on LinkedIn at Jeff Rudner. We also are on social media. You can find our ProSeer accounts on LinkedIn, on Instagram and TikTok, and also and YouTube. We do a lot of videos, informational videos that are short, just giving tidbits of advice and recommendations to entrepreneurs. And then if you're looking to go a little bit deeper, we have an ebook that explains how tech forward accounting systems and processes can really free up entrepreneurs' time and give them the information they need to run their business. And that's at proseer.co/rules-ebook. proseer.co/rules-ebook.
All right. So Chop Squad, you have your marching orders. They're always like to say that, because we do want to grow, but not just to be entertained, but, you know, for professionals on the business shop. So Jeff, if there's any summation that you would like to leave with us, we'd love to hear it.
Of course. I think every entrepreneur has the tools they need and the ability to grow a profitable business. The challenge is recognizing that and creating the space to do it.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.